Saga Egmont presents A Prison Diary by Geoffrey Archer. Read by Jonathan Keeble. Volume 2. Wayland. Purgatory. Introduction read by the author.
Dear listener, as I explained in Book 1, for a non-violent offender, after 3 or 4 weeks you're transferred from a Category A prison, murder, violence, drugs, to a DCAT, those preparing for release. However, my transfer was held up by a member of the House of Lords who made an official complaint to the Red Cross that I had stolen some of the money from an auction I was conducting. I was temporarily sent to a BCAT, HMP Wayland in Norfolk, where again I thought I would just spend a couple of weeks waiting to be sent on to a more relaxed prison. But it turned out to be a few months while there was a full inquiry before I was completely exonerated of the invented charge. A Category B establishment is not as unpleasant as an ACAT, because you're at least allowed to go for walks around the prison and be out of your cell for an hour or two each day. On top of that, you have a television in your cell. In this particular prison, they had a small group of trusted inmates who were housed on the lower ground floor where the cell doors were not locked. Within a few days, I was allowed to join them. This group were bright enough to realize that if they towed the line, life wouldn't be too bad. I was able to continue writing my daily diary, which after leaving prison inspired a novel, A Prisoner of Birth, my attempt to rewrite The Count of Monte Cristo, and Cat of Nine Tales, 12 short stories based on, dare I say it, some fascinating individuals who I met in prison. One of the joys, if that is the right word, of my time at Wayland was that I was allowed to join a small group of prisoners who helped disabled children in the prison gymnasium. And indeed, that opened my eyes almost as much as having to live with murderers and drug dealers. Eventually, the chief prison officer, a thoughtful and kind man, informed me that I was being transferred to a DCAT. 2 days later, three senior members of the Red Cross paid me the courtesy of travelling to Norfolk to tell me how sorry they were that I'd been treated in this way, having raised so much money for them over the years. The next day I was transported to HMP North Sea Camp, which, compared to Belmarsh, was a holiday camp. Thank you for choosing this book, and I hope you enjoy listening.
The Thousandth Man. One man in a thousand, Solomon says, will stick more close than a brother, and it's worthwhile seeking him half your days if you find him before the other. 999 depend on what the world sees in you, but the thousandth man will stand your friend with the whole round world agin you. 'Tis neither promise nor prayer nor show will settle the finding for ye. 999 of 'em go by your looks or your acts or your glory. But if he finds you and you find him, the rest of the world don't matter, for the thousandth man will sink or swim with you in any water. You can use his purse with no more talk than he uses yours for his spendings, and laugh and meet in your daily walk as though there had been no lendings. 999 of 'em call for silver and gold in their dealings, but the thousandth man, he's worth 'em all, because you can show him your feelings. His wrong's your wrong, and his right's your right, in season or out of season. Stand up and back it in all men's sight, with that for your only reason. 999 can't bide the shame or mocking or laughing.